Hello, welcome back everybody to the OU Torah Imecha Nachyomi Learning. My name is Mrs. Michal Horowitz, and today we'll continue our study of Sefer Mishlei, right up to Perek Yidches. So it's extremely interesting because once again, there is a very strong focus in this Perek on the power of speech and the power of words, and that is what we will be focusing on. I'm going to highlight for you, actually pun is very much intended, because if you had seen my ketuvim when I was preparing, I actually highlighted the psukim, actually highlighted, pink highlighted, the psukim that I want to share with you. They all focus on the power of speech. So we are in Perek, and then we're going to go to Peace by the Chofetz Chaim. We are in Perek Yudches, beginning in Pasuk Dalet. Here we go. Mayim amukim divrei pi ish, nachol noveya mekor chachma. Mayim amukim divrei pi ish. Just like deep waters are the words of a man's mouth. Nachal noveya mekor chachma, a flowing stream, a fount of wisdom. Steinzelt ktuvim, people who speak wisely keep revealing profound and refreshing ideas, which would not otherwise have been understood. Now we move to Pasuk Vav. Sifse kisil yavo biriv, upiv lemahalumos yikra. The lips of a fool, sifse kisil yavo biriv, come with quarreling. And likewise, his mouth invites blows, because his comments will lead to disputes and quarrels and fights. Sifse kisil yavo biriv, ufiv lemahalumos yikra. Pasuk Zayin, pi kisil mechitalo, usfasav mokesh nafsho. A fool's mouth is ruin for him, and his lips are a snare for his soul. Pasuk Ches, divrei nirgan kimis lahal kimis Lahamim vehem yardu charde batan. The words of a grumbler, an instigator, are like blows. They are harmful to himself and they are harmful to others. One who is always instigating wishes to discredit people. He's critical of everything and everyone. And although his comments may seem to be unimportant and may be easily disregarded, Steindl's ketuvim, in fact, those negative words descend into the chambers of the belly. V'heim yardu charde batan. They go into the chambers of the belly. They actually upset people internally, emotionally, inside. And these insights can strike deep into the heart. Pasuk Beis. Lifnei shaver yigba lev ish, v'lifnei kavod anava. This does not seem to deal directly with speech. It rather deals with haughtiness and humility. But we know that one of the causes of Lashon Hara is Baal Gaiva, is haughtiness. If you look in Tazria, Mitzora, specifically Mitzora, Vayikra, Perek Yedalad, Vayikra with Rashi, there you'll see that the sin of Lashon Hara comes from haughtiness. And therefore, I thought that this Pasuk 2 is relevant to sins of speech and the power of words. Pasuk Yedbet, lifnei shaver yigba lev ish. Before destruction, a man's heart grows haughty. So before destruction, there is haughtiness. In other words, haughtiness will lead to destruction. V'lifnei kavod anava. But before honor, there is humility. One who is humble will always be honored by other people. One who is haughty will always bring destruction. Pasuk Yud Gimel, Meishiv Daver Beterem Yishma. One who answers before he even hears the complete sentence. One who cuts somebody else off. One who doesn't listen to both sides. One who interrupts people. Meishiv Daver Beterem Yishma. Iveles Hilo Uchelima. I'm in Pasuk Yud Gimel. Is a folly for him and it is humiliation. Pasuk Yud Tes, very powerful. Ach Nifsha Mikirias Oz. Umidianim kivriach armon. A treacherous brother is worse than a fortified city. Again, this doesn't deal directly with speech, but Lashon Hara is when man is treacherous against one another. A treacherous brother is worse than a fortified city, and his strife is strong, like the bars of the gate of a palace. Pasuchof. Mipri pi ish tispa bitno, tivuas sifasav yispa. Verse 20, from the fruit of a man's mouth, his belly will be satisfied. In other words, with positive speech, we feel benefited, we feel satiated, we feel full and content. With the produce of his lips, he will be satisfied, he will be satiated. And finally, chapter 18, verse 21, and this is a pasuk I referenced a few days ago, earlier in our Mishlei study, and here we have it. Maves v'chayim biyad lashon. Death and life are in the hand of the tongue. Ve'ohaveha yochel priya. And those who love what? Love positive speech, will eat its fruits. They will benefit. This is fascinating because you see once again how King Shlomo is so diligent to warn us about the power, the dangers, and the benefits of speech. I now take you to the Sefer Chavetz Chaim, the famous Rav Yisrael Meir Kohen Kagan of Radin, Zechusa Yagin Aleinu, Hilchos Lashon Hara, Sefer Chavetz Chaim. We are going through part of the Hakdama, the preface together. Now, I read through more of it. I don't have time, obviously, to teach you the whole Hakdama. So how does the Chavetz Chaim begin the Hakdama? And this part I'm skipping, but he speaks about the fact that Hashem brought us into, he loves us from all other nations, and he gave us the Torah, and he brought us into Eretz Yisrael, and he gave us all of the mitzvos. So he talks about the fact that we have come to Eretz Yisrael. Okay, I'm skipping the beginning, and by Yisrishon, and by Yisheni, here we go. Ach, lebesof you may buy Yisheni, but at the end of the time of the Second Temple period. Remember, the last pasuk we just read in Mishlei is Mavis v'chayim b'yad lashon. Death and life are in the hands of the tongue, and those who love her will eat her fruits, will benefit from positive speech. And what I want to prove, and what I think that the Chavetz Chaim proves, is that not only are we talking about the destroying the lives of individuals with public shaming, with humiliation, with embarrassing WhatsApps, with posting on Instagram and Facebook, with defaming and shaming people publicly, and today because of social media, and I have a smartphone, and I'm not saying we should go off of it, but we have to think before we post, and we have to think before we forward. It's easier to destroy someone's life than it ever was before because of virtual communication. But I think that Mishnah could also be referring to national death and national life. And by national death, not we don't mean the death of Kaiser, obviously, chas v'sham, but we mean galus. And galus is a form of death. We're not where we're supposed to be. The Umos HaOlam continue to despise us. The Shekhinah continues to be a degree removed from us. We continue to wander from place to place, land to land, country to country, constantly battling our enemies. This is a form of national death. Why is it brought upon us? Says the Chavetz Chaim at the end of the Second Temple period, Gavra sin eschinim v'lashon hara beininu. The sins of baseless hatred and slanderous speech took hold amongst us. Ba'avanoseinu harabim, and our great sins, uba'avur ze nechrav habayis v'galinu me'artzeinu. And because of sin eschinim and lashon hara, our temple was destroyed and we were exiled from our land. Like the Gemara specifically says, sin eschinim and meseches yom atas amar beis. The Gemara says it was because of sin eschinim that the temple was destroyed. But the Chavetz Chaim says, what is sin eschinim? Ha'kavanahu al lashon hara gamkein. The Gemara means to also include the sin of slanderous speech and baseless hatred. She yotzeis mitzad hasina, because where does lashon hara stem from? It stems from hatred. The ilav hachilo hayuna and nashim kolkach. Without the sin of lashon hara, the Chavetz Chaim says we would not have been punished so severely. Ume azv arata, and from them, from the time of the Second Temple destruction until now. Bechol yom anu matzipi umispalu v'nei kosh baruchu she yikarev usanu. Every single day for 2,000 years, we are longing, we are waiting, we are praying before God that He should save us, bring us back close to Him. Kasher hivtachnu b'Torah so hakdosha, like He promised us in His holy Torah, like He promised us through the prophets so many times. But we see a wonder, says the Chavetz Chaim, ve'ein miskabel tefilaseinu lefanav. It's 2,000 years. Our tefillos are not being accepted before Him. And he quotes the Gemara, and the Gemara says in Maseches Brachos, from the day that the temple was destroyed, Choma shel barzel. From the day this temple was destroyed, there is a wall of iron that separates Israel from their father in heaven. So the Chavetz Chaim says, how could it be that for 2,000 years we're praying and crying and waiting, and we have not seen fulfillment of redemption? We're not close to God. Not only are we not close, there's an iron partition between us. Is Hashem not listening? Is Hashem not the Shomei Tefillah? Says the Chavetz Chaim, be'emes lo alav. The truth is, we can't blame God, chas v'sham. He writes that, chas v'sham. Hu tiluna seinu, ki im al atzmeinu. We have to complain against ourselves. It's our own fault. Ki mitzidu lo yibatzar, chas v'sham. God is not held back from doing anything. It's not His problem. It's because of us. Ve'ein hasibu ki mitzidenu. It's not that Hashem isn't listening. It's not that Hashem doesn't want geula. It's our side. It's our fault. It's our failing. She'abavanoseinu harabim ein anu manichim lo. She'yashu shechinasu besocheinu. Quoting from the introduction, the psika of the Chavetz, the Haktam of the Chavetz Chaim, the Sefer Chavetz Chaim. It is because of us, because of our great sins. We do not allow God to rest His presence against us. And then he delineates. The Chavetz Chaim then continues and he says, how do we see that it's from the sin of Lashon Hara? The Ka'asher Nach Besa Darcheinu V'Nach Kora. When we investigate and check out our ways, Eza Avonos Hei Mehi Karim Hagarmim V'Arichas Kulaseinu. We have to investigate. We have to do a Hakira. What is it, in fact, that is causing this great length of exile? Nimtza'im harbe. There are many sins. Ach ached haloshan hara. Ach ched haloshan hu al kulo. But the sins of the tongue, trump all of them. Mipnei kama ta'amim, for many reasons. Echad, kevan shazahaya ikra l'sibas k'lisenu. The reason that we can say, says the Chavetz, this isn't us saying, I'm just reading from the Chavetz Chaim, learning from the Chavetz Chaim with you. Chavetz Chaim says, the reason you could say that the primary sin that is extending the exile is Lashon Hara, is because that's what destroyed the temple in the first place. That's why we're here in the first place. If we went into exile because of sins of speech, the only thing that will reverse the process is improving our speech. If we don't see that we have to mend this sin, we have to do teshuvah for this sin, how could there be redemption? This sin causes such terrible damage. Because of this sin, we were exiled from our land. How much more so it is the impediment that's holding us back from being brought back to our land. The ode, furthermore, says the Chavetz Chaim, hello Yaduhu, Shenigzer Aleinu Galus. Furthermore, it's known that the first generation that was banished from the land, why were they banished from the land? Mikvar Me'is Ma'isei HaMeraglim. Because even in biblical times, in the Chumash, in Parsha Shlach, we have the sin of the slander of the spies. The Chedim Meraglim, hello, Haya Avon Lashon Hara. And don't we know that the sin of the spies was the sin of slander of speech about Eretz HaKodesh? Im Kein, Anu Mukhrachi, L'Sakein Zechei Kodem Agula. Now we see that it has to be. We have to fix this sin in order for redemption to come. Furthermore, says the Chavetz Chaim, continuing with the Hakdama, Va'od Nimtza Mifarash, Avon Zegorim Shu Yisrael Nir Din Befarach. Furthermore, we know that this sin causes Klal Yisrael to be subjected to back-breaking labor, meaning from the Umos HaOlam. If you want the proof of that, he says, look up, I don't have time to get into all the proofs, I'm sorry. But if you look up Parsha Shmos for your own reference, Perek Beis, Pasuk Gidalad, when Moshe Rabbeinu says, Achei no da hadavar, look at Rashi there and you'll see the proof for that. I just don't have time. I'm giving you the source if you're interested in finding it. He says, furthermore, Midrash Rabbah teaches us as follows. Amar Kodesh Baruch Hu, Kodesh Baruch Hu said, Ba'olam haza, al yidei shahaya lashon hara b'neichem, silakti shchina mi b'neichem. Kodesh Baruch Hu says, in this world, in this existence, in this galus, which is stretching on seemingly forever, because there's lashon hara between you, I removed my shchina from amongst you. Va'od, furthermore, he says there's an explicit pasuk of Vizosa Bracha. When is God our king? Yachad Shiftei Israel. When the tribes of Israel are together. And Rashi, Darshan's there. And Rashi's quoting the Sifri. A Messiahu Melech B'Yeshua. And when is God a king over Israel? Davka Kishahim B'Yachad Shiftei Israel. When we are together, the tribes of Israel. Velo Agudos Agudos. And not when we're split into different factions. V'yadu the Davar Zer and it is well known that when we split into factions and different groups and we're contesting with each other, it's because of Lashon Hara. When is God our God? Only when we're all together. Furthermore, says the Chavetz Chaim, if that wasn't enough, furthermore, how is it possible to get the blessings of God to rest upon us? We so badly, who doesn't want the brachos Hashem? I ask you, who of us who are listening to this does not want God shava bracha upon yourself individually, for your families, for your friends, your community, and Klal Yisrael? We're longing, we're dying, literally sometimes, hoping for the blessings of God. Kevan de ba'avanosenu harabim anu mirgalim b'chitza. But how could God's blessing rest upon us, says the Chavetz Chaim, the blessings we so long for, when with our great sins, we are so accustomed to this sin? Ubavadze, hello yaduahu migmar darachin. Furthermore, it is known from the Gemara Maseches Erechin, shegado ha'avon hazehu ad who ad ein shiur, this sin is so great it can't even be measured. Ad she'amru alav, shehu kekofer be'ikur chas v'sham. The Gemara goes so far to say, Maseches Erechin Tesvav, and I've taught this, these dapim of Gemara in depth in a different shiur, that someone who is a ba'al lashon hara is like a kofer be'ikur. Kofer be'ikur is someone who denies the existence of their bone shalom. Furthermore, it says in Talmud Yerushalmi, Maseches Peah, Shenifra'in min ha'adam avrezeh ha'avan ba'olam hazeh, v'ha'keren kayemes ba'olam haba. The Gemara Yerushalmi tells us that one who is a Baal Lashon Hara, he will get retribution for this sin in this world, but the keren kayemes, the real payback for the sin, is in olam haba. in the eternal world will be the true payback, punishment for the sin. So many psukim in Mishlei focus on this tremendous korach adibur. Seems like such a small organ in the human body, but it's really the strongest organ in the human body. I, King Shlomo HaMelech, tells us in this parak, the words of a wise man's mouth are deep waters, a flowing stream, a font of wisdom. Verse 5, the lips of a fool come with quarreling. His mouth invites blows. Pasuk Zayin, a fool's mouth is ruin for him. His lips are a snare for his soul. Verse 8, the words of an instigator are like blows. They descend into the chambers of a person's belly. Verse 12, before destruction, a man's heart grows haughty. Before honor comes humility. Verse 13, he who responds before he hears, meaning the whole story, the other side, when he interrupts, it is folly for him and humiliation. Verse 19, a treacherous brother is worse than a fortified city. His strife is like the bars of the gates of a palace. Verse 20, from the fruit of a man's mouth, his belly will be satisfied. With the produce of his lips, he will be satiated. And finally, verse 21, Mishle Yedchas Chaf Aleph, Maves V'chayim B'yad Lashon. If I wish to be zochet to turn around the sin that kept the door midbar of Eretz Yisrael, that destroyed the second temple, and that keeps us in galus, we will be misakein. We will use our peace for the positive. We will use our speech for the positive and for peace. And then instead of maves b'yad lashon, we will truly see chayim, geula, redemption, unity, shalom b'yad lashon, and those who love her will benefit and enjoy her fruits. Thank you so much for learning with me. Be'ezras Hashem, you will continue tomorrow. Kol tov, and thank you to all.
Thank you, everybody, for studying together. Le'ilui Nishmat and Le'zecher Nishmat, Rose Foreman, Rachel Rachel, Bat Aryeh Leib, and Rachel Zeitlin, Rachel Bat Shlomo. May the Neshamot have aliyah in the merit of these Divrei Torah. I wish everybody a wonderful day.